was just a very, like...
Go for it.
Aggressive?
Aggressive individual when we were younger.
Just to start out, I wrote a haiku for Bailey. So, here goes.
And they were all sitting on the couch with pumpkins on their head. And they just go, Bailey.
No,
Bailey.
It was more like, Bailey.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome to Tie Dye and Gelato. I'm Bailey.
I'm Corey.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Sienna.
And yeah, we're just four best friends, all from kind of the same town. We've known each other for a long time, and we love each other.
We just wanted to make a podcast to document our lives together and the adventures that we have and our weird, goofy selves.
Yeah, the mentality of it kind of was that one day in like 15 years, when we all are living like our own separate lives, maybe we've got families, I don't know, we can look back on the podcast and remember the times that we had together.
And if you happen to enjoy listening, great.
But this is mostly just for us. For everybody else. For our friends and family. But this is a chance for us to just like be weird together and just like kind of, yeah, to document.
And we're here with our wonderful friend, Julie, and her husband, Spencer. Julie's our producer.
Wonderful.
Yes, I'm a little less wonderful than Julie, but...
And Julie has decided to do this just out of the goodness of her heart. So we're very grateful. We're very grateful.
Yeah. Okay. So, the first podcast that we wanted to do is just kind of like introducing each other, but we're going to introduce each other. So we're not going to like introduce ourselves. We all get to introduce each other. Who wants to go first? Are we going around? Yeah. Sienna, do you want to start?
You want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can start. All right. So... I'm going to introduce Bailey.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't have started there.
She's incredible. Totally forgot. So, okay. So, just to start out, I wrote a haiku for Bailey. So, here goes. Bailey, my precious, full of radiant sunlight, twerks like no other.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So I have been blessed to live in the same apartment with Bailey for, if you put all the time together that we've lived in the same apartment, it comes out to be about 2 years. So I feel like I know Bailey pretty well. She embodies goodness. Like, I don't have another way to describe her. Bailey embodies goodness. She is genuinely kind. She is genuinely good. When Bailey walks into a room, she brings a light with her. And I think all of us can agree with that. Bailey just shines. She's radiant.
Absolutely. James, what are you guys doing? You want me a soda?
So she's a very passionate person. She knows how to love. So some of her deep loves are her family, ice cream, singing, dancing, musicals, Marvel, and Star Wars.
Ayo.
we sometimes joke that she's like the only normal one of us. Yes. Because like she's good with people, she likes to be around people, and I think the rest of us are kind of like antisocial little dweebs.
if Bailey were to walk down the street, you would see her and be like, wow, that girl seems cool, I want to be her friend.
Exactly.
If any of us were to walk down the street, you'd be like, they are terrifying or super weird. Those are the two extremes.
Exactly.
Just because you're long legs, Angela.
But because she is kind of the normal one, she takes the brunt of our teasing, and she is such a good sport. But Bailey, like, we do it because we love you. I hope that you know that. We love you so much.
Aww. Y'all are going to make me cry.
Yeah, well, Sienna, I mean, that's...
You guys didn't say anything, so...
That's Bailey. She just inspires me to be better. I love her.
Amen.
I love you. All right. Who wants to go next?
Bailey, I think you should go next.
Am I going? Okay, I'll go next.
If you're presented, then you should go next.
Okay, so I have Corey. So when I first met Corey, I was really scared of him.
As you should be.
As you should be. Yeah, he was just a very unique individual. So
angry little soul.
yeah, I don't know if I should like... if this is maybe like the best thing to say, but he would always just like, I don't know. Corey was just a very like,
go for it.
Aggressive
individual when we were younger. The first time that I like really remember seeing him was he like shoved, I don't know, was it, he like shoved, yeah, someone against the locker? It was great.
Probably Sienna.
Probably.
No, I didn't see that. We didn't go to middle school together, right?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Maybe it was Sienna then.
We didn't know each other, okay. But we did.
Maybe it was Sienna then. Anyway, but there was always just some, like, I don't know, kind of tie. We weren't necessarily friends, but we were, like, I knew of him and, you know, we were just,
we had, like, the same circle.
Yeah.
But we weren't really connected together.
Yeah. But I remember, this core memory. This was in high school. We read a Great Gatsby blog together, sitting on like our little theater steps or something like that. And every week we would, you know, get together and read the new Great Gatsby blog because we were reading that in class.
The Great Gatsby blog, though, wasn't just like someone who was reading it and saying like, I liked this about the Great Gatsby. It was some like hypersexual female who was reading way too much into the book and creating all of these like connections between Gatsby and other characters. And like there was this gay romance and there was this symbolism that was not happening in the book. And so, we were just like eating it up every week.
We weren't reading it to get anything for class. We were totally reading it just for our own.
Sick pleasure.
Yeah. But Corey is just like, he has a really great memory and remembers literally everything we do and everything that we say. So any inside joke or anything like that, he'll reference many, many times. And it's one of my favorite things about him. He also has a very amazing singing voice and he's just musically talented in general.
Oh.
So... also, one time he shaved his head bald, and we are very glad that he did not keep it. He now has a full head of hair.
It was not the look.
It was not.
I also remember a really core memory is when you got your wisdom teeth out. You kept talking about how you were like a vampire, like touching your teeth. It was just the greatest thing. I remember those videos are one of my most precious things that I have. Anyway, yeah, that's Corey. Corey's great. We love him.
I can be great sometimes.
He's also the only guy in this friend group. This
Corey needs more guy friends.
Quad that we have.
Yes, if you're out there listening and you want to be my guy friend, link in the description below.
I tried and it didn't work. So
you did. Yeah, valiant effort.
It just didn't quite work. Okay, I guess I'll go. I'll be describing Angela, the long-legged wonder. She has two beautiful legs. They're named Miles because they're miles long. And we'll probably talk about how they were named at some point. And I wrote this like beautiful, really nice thing about her. And then I just jumped straight into how long her legs are. The most profound way that I could describe Angela is a connoisseur of life. She just takes all the good bits and like retains them into herself. And then, I don't know, she's so wise. She can like share that wisdom. And I always feel like it's unexpected because Angela is also maybe the goofiest of us all.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite thing. She always runs with whatever I say and do. And it just makes me so happy. But she's definitely very wise. And she says that she's critical and judgmental, but that's not at her center. She's a very wise, loving person. Anyways, I've said wise a lot. She is also our coolest friend. I can't mention some of the things she's done because of legal reasons. I wish I could tell you all about it because it is one of the best stories. But she has traveled all around the world. She's lived in China. She's been to Estonia, France, Ireland, Mexico, China, Japan, Spain, Italy. Oh, I said China twice. Germany, Austria, Norway, Finland, the Netherlands, and Lebanon. And she was actually banned from the EU for shady activities. And by that, I mean she just overstayed her welcome. And we were all also banned at the same time because it was during COVID. Another thing that's very cool about Angela, why she is our coolest friend, is she makes us gourmet meals because she is like right up there with Gordon Ramsay, like 5 Michelin stars, makes pizza pot pies, apple pie in a cake tin.
Incredible.
Incredible. She makes, she made Julie's wedding cake, which was very good. It was gluten-free, so.
You didn't eat it.
Oh, I didn't, did I? Julie, was it good? She said it was good. I forget. That was so long ago. You guys are like, I have a good memory, but I don't have a good memory.
I can't get over the avocado toast. I really love that.
Yeah, we went to California.
That's one of my favorite things that I've ever eaten. And it's just, it's avocado toast.
The one we brought to your work or the one in avocado?
That one was also good.
They were both really great. But the one in California specifically was very, very good.
Angela's food frequently makes me emotional. Like, she knows how to cook.
Actually emotional. Mm-hmm. Well, Sam has cried.
I would hope she knows how to cook after studying it so long.
Imagine.
That would be awkward. Especially how wise I am and not knowing how to do that.
I think I said all that I have planned for Angela. So it's time to move on.
Last but not least.
Last and also least.
Never. I get to introduce Sienna, and I feel like everybody else had like beautiful things written out, and I'm like, no, I'm wise, according to Corey.
I said it lots of times.
So I'm just going to wing it. But Sienna is literally the love of my life. We are, the best way to describe it is weird sisters. We were that in a play one time.
Yes, we were.
But now it like goes beyond that. Sienna and I were souls that were separated because God was like, the world cannot handle them as one. We believe there is a missing part of our soul out there. So if you are listening and you think that is you,
link in the description.
Link in the description. If all three of us unite, our power will be limitless.
Yes. Sienna also, there's somewhat debates about this, but I personally believe that Sienna is the person that like brought us all together and is the reason we stay together. Because I think we've all connected with Sienna in a very special way, and she is why all of us came like back together after high school. Sienna also is the only person I've probably ever met who might love food more than me. And I appreciate it. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't think I've ever cried about food. Sienna's cried about food.
I love food.
And like, Sienna and I worked together literally probably like 5 times. We worked at the same place, but we only had a shift together 5 times. And I think we talked about food the entire time if we were not dancing to Jamaican music. Mm-hmm. And we scared every single customer away. And it was the best job I've ever had. It was amazing.
Still got paid, though.
And still got paid.
You two are like peas in a pod, too. You guys, you remember when you dressed up as Kronkinesma for one of our school dances?
Yes, that was Julie's idea, and I stole it, and I ran with it. And it was amazing, and we crushed it, and we won the costume contest and the dancing contest.
You did not win the dance contest.
No matter what Corey said.
It was a tie. It was declared a tie.
It was because we couldn't win all the prizes.
And then I still won.
Sienna also runs with my weird schemes of bringing flower petals to dances and throwing them at the awkward couples who are doing slow dances because slow dances are weird. And did you go eat baguettes with me too?
I don't think I've ever eaten a baguette with you. That is sad. We need to eat baguettes together.
I will make you a baguette.
I love you. I love you. Will you marry me?
So Sienna's literally the best. She is the coolest sin of us all.
The coolest sin?
Because her last name's cool.
And she's Angela like, cool, what? And I'm Sienna cool.
Yes.
That's the thing.
And we're just normal.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
Too bad.
Okay, actually, you're just normal. And I'm whatever I am.
Intimidating.
Scary.
Aggressive. Yeah, scary.
Sweet. So I think we all kind of have a few questions for each other. These are just like questions that either are funny or are things that we've like always kind of wondered but never sat down and asked each other. Bailey, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Again, let's do like if you're asked a question, you ask the next question.
I like it.
Right.
Can I ask any random person?
Yes. Sure.
Great.
Bailey, how does it feel being the only normal person in our friend group?
I don't know. I feel like it's like the only normal. That's like, I mean.
Can I expand?
Yes.
How please? Often are you embarrassed by us?
I'm not embarrassed at all. I think it's like really, I mean, you guys are really crazy. Like the other day, wait, it wasn't not the other day. It was before Halloween. I came home with one of my dates and they were all sitting on the couch with pumpkins on their head. And they just go, Bailey.
No, Bailey. It was more like, Bailey.
And I was like, oh. And so, yeah, me and my date like came in the door and they were just all sitting there
waiting
for me to come into the door.
We waited probably 30 minutes for you.
Did you really?
We'd also been calling you the whole time.
So I was just like, I was like, what the heck? I think it's just, I don't know. For me, I don't know why I feel like I'm like the mom of the group in a way.
You are.
Except when I'm planning things. And then it's me and Angela.
then I don't have any.
You guys don't do crap.
No. But I make sure they're done. So it's like, yeah, so I guess like the only normal one, I'm like, okay, maybe let's not go over there because that's a dangerous place. Let's not go into that abandoned, I don't know, area. I don't know. We've never
tried to go into an abandoned place. No, I don't know.
Let's go into an abandoned place.
That's an idea.
No. Listen.
Bailey just gave us a great idea.
No. So I think in that way, I'm like the one that like keeps everybody safe in a way. But I also like, I like love to have fun with you guys and we do like random things that are just like super weird. But yeah, I mean, it's like good. I feel like it's like a good place for me to be as like the quote unquote normal.
So now I want to expand on my question instead of going to someone else. What is the best, most random thing we've ever made you do?
Oh gosh. I don't even know. I think, well, I really loved, this isn't like the best and most random necessarily, but Sienna for last Christmas made us all like tie-dye sweaters. And we always go out in those whenever we get together. I feel like we always go out in public in those. So, I don't know. That's always fun. Well, having like three or four people in tie-dye just like enter your...
Four weirdos roaming the streets.
In the dark in tie-dye.
In uniform.
Four
obnoxious weirdos roaming the streets.
So, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I can't remember anything like super weird, but I know. I know that there are some weird times.
We say that she's the most normal, but Bailey is, she can get crazy.
She's
and
also
she can
the
be
one.
So weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, like.
You're weirdo.
We're all just weird in different ways. She's just maybe weird in the least weird way or the most socially acceptable way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
I'll take, yeah.
Yeah.
Great way of putting it.
Yeah. In the way that's not, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
I think Bailey's just as crazy as the rest of us.
She's better at hiding it than we are.
I'm better at hiding it. I'm better at rebounding into like normal, like if we're going into a room that's with other people. If it's just like us four at the beginning and then I go into a room, I'm not like, you know, twerking as we go in there or something like that. But maybe around you guys.
They're lost. What?
They're lost. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Are you done? Okay. I'm gonna ask Corey, what is it like being the only guy in a group of girls?
Sometimes it is a little like isolating, I guess, because you guys will start having like a conversation that I don't really relate to or like I'm not a part of. And it doesn't like make me feel outcast, but it's like, oh my gosh, like they're doing
again
their girl thing. but I don't really have a problem with it. I love you guys. I used to think like, oh my gosh, I'm such a shame. I only have girls for friends, but I've not come to terms with it, but I have realized how important you guys are to me and how much I love you. So I don't really see you like, oh, my three girlfriends. I just see like my three best friends in the whole world. And so I try not to think about it very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
sometimes it can be a little weird.
Yeah, it's okay. We love you too, Corey.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, your turn. We can ask you too. Mar.
Okay, Sienna. Sienna and I have like this music. I don't want to say like challenge. It's just this music.
Connection.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We've got this music connection. We've been sending each other just like songs that we've liked since high school. Mm-hmm. So my question because our music taste does differ sometimes, but overall I think she has the best music taste of anyone I've ever met.
Yes.
That's true.
So I want to know, Sienna, how do you classify good music, or what is good music to you? How do you know when a song is like a song you can listen to on repeat for your whole day?
Ooh. That's a really good question. I feel like I need time to think about it. But I'd say like one of the top things for me, a song needs to be unique at a certain level. If a song sounds like every other song, then I don't want to listen to it. There needs to be something unique about it that catches my interest. And then it needs to get better the more I listen to it. So like for me, I need to find music that is unique enough that it keeps my attention. And then it's just the way it makes me feel. If music can make me feel something, like if it can make me feel like excited, or if it can make me feel like deep emotions, then I'll listen to it again and again. Also, like music, the more you listen to it, the more you hear like the intricacies,
the little things that make the song good.
I love that. And so a song needs to have that as well. Like it needs to have intricacies. It needs to be interesting. It needs to be unique. And yeah, like I have very varied music taste. I listen to some of everything because I think every genre has something good to offer. And so like, I can't just say like, oh, one genre is better than the rest. It's just like, it's like those things. Like if it, the things that I talked about.
Do you have like a song right now that you're listening to on repeat?
Chiquitita by ABBA.
Oh, yes. We listen to that in the car right here.
Sponsored.
I love that song. Also, Chains by Fleetwood Mac. That's another one I've been listening to.
That one's so good. That one's really good. And you've listened to Blood Upon the Snow a lot.
Blood Upon the Snow is really good.
It's very good. Yeah. All of those songs are great repeat songs.
Yeah, I have
a follow-up question.
Please.
Ooh.
Do you feel like you retain those songs, or do you feel like they kind of come and go, but it's more gradual? And you can always like come back to those songs, but it's like the songs that you're listening to now, you have a current selection, but you have like a collection of music that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So you're asking me if...
Are you always just listening to all these songs that you love?
Oh.
Or is it like...
So, I do. I definitely have like a selection, like my recently added music, like that's what I listen to most for sure. But then I'll shuffle my music. And a lot of the time I'll get tired of a song after I've listened to it for like a week, you know, so then it'll like kind of fall to the back burner. But then in like 3 months when I shuffle my music, when that song comes back on, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Love it.
Thanks for answering my question.
You bet, Corey.
Thanks for answering my question.
Okay, well, I think the natural person to ask a question to now is Angela, the love of my life. Would you rather get deep right now or keep, you know, have kind of a fun question?
Do I get to scream the questions beforehand?
No. Deep or fun?
Let's go deep.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, Angela is of a different religion than the rest of us. We are all Christian, but she is a different denomination of Christian than me, Bailey, and Corey. So my question for you, Angela, is what is it like being the only one of a different religion in the group?
It's a very interesting question. I think there are certain things that are hard, and kind of like what Corey was saying, of like there are times it feels isolating. And I think there is something sad almost of like, I think we all are very devout in our religion. And so there are certain things of like, well, at least from like what I understand from what you believe, is there is a little bit of like, because Angela doesn't believe what I believe, she's not going to go to the same place as I am. And there is some of that in what I believe as well. So I think that is very sad to me. However, I love you guys and I know Jesus loves you. So there's like nothing else I would change or do differently. I also respect what you guys believe a ton. And I really appreciate that none of your beliefs contradict things that I believe in a way that makes me feel uncomfortable. And so I never feel pushed out of my comfort zone. I never feel like you're trying to convert me in any way also. And whenever we have religious conversations, it's always like, I genuinely just want to know what you believe. And I think honestly for me, like that's been a process of like learning how to have those conversations and just be like, I want to know what you believe. I'm curious. And let's have these conversations. And there's no end goal in a sense besides just getting to know someone better. But I honestly love when we do have those conversations. And I feel like I would say 97% of the time we talk about things and literally we all leave being like, wow, I feel closer to the Lord and I feel closer in our friendship. And I love when we have these conversations. So I think that's basically it.
I think it's like really cool that we can be that way, that we it's like just a very respectful environment that even though like we might be of a different faith, it is still like we just talk out of love. There's nothing that has ever caused any awkwardness, any uncomfortableness in our friendship. Like we've never asked each other to do anything that that each other is not comfortable with. But even with our different beliefs, we still find commonalities, and those commonalities outweigh the differences, I feel like, in a way. And so like there's nothing like the our foundation is the same. We all, you know, we love God, and it's just I just think that's really cool. And one of the things that I really love and respect about our friendship and about you, Angela, it's great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's like a huge blessing that we have a friend group where we build each other up, like we inspire each other to be better. I think that not many people have that. Like we are so lucky to have such a supportive friend group that like we just build each other up.
We definitely are like a rarity in the world. And we've said it so many times before, we're so lucky to have found each other and to have stuck with each other. Because there is so much conflict in the world and so many people who are unwilling to bend or change or to accept what they believe in to love someone else. But we all are willing. We're all willing to do that for one another.
Yeah. I love you guys.
I love you guys too.
I'm so glad that we get to do this together too. What a cool opportunity we have.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap this up unless someone has any more comments?
Burning questions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Tie Dye and Gelato. Tune in whenever we have another podcast. Who's to say thank you so much to Julie and Spencer for sitting in the corner doing all the cool things that they do. And we'll see you guys later.